24 hours away from the state championship, 6A. Jeff Kelly, how are you doing, Coach?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, man. I know it's a busy time, and you're generous to jump on with Michael and myself. And 24 hours away, Coach, from the 6A championship. Are you guys already in Auburn?
We are. We came up today and had our Thursday practice there at the Auburn facility, and just left a team dinner and on our way to check the 5A game out a little bit tonight, watch a little bit of that. So, it's been a good trip so far, productive, but, ready to rock and roll tomorrow.
Coach, I think it's great when I hear teams, kind of absorbing the moment a little bit, having a chance to visit facilities, whether it's in Tuscaloosa or Auburn, and you guys having a chance to go catch a little bit of that Ramsey-Charles Henderson games tonight. All this is part of the reward of where you are. I know you're proud of this team.
Very proud, very proud. And it's such a tremendous honor to be playing this week, playing tonight. And it means so much to our community, it means so much to our players. And, there's a lot that goes along with that. And we want that to be something these kids, our players, remember, long after they're done playing. But make no mistake, and our kids have been extremely focused all year. The work is tomorrow. We've had a great year. There'll be time to reflect and that kind of stuff. But we're here to finish, and that's our one thought, one goal, and we've got a big mountain to climb tomorrow. But I like our football team. I love the way they compete. Love the way they prepare. And Hayes in the barn. Just got to go get it done.
Coach, it was 4 years ago that you had this Saraland team at a state championship, and actually in the same place in Auburn. You played that in 2018. Any difference in the feeling coming into the game tomorrow night versus 4 years ago?
Every team is different, and every team's got a different vibe, a different feel. And this team, I know a lot of people's made a big deal about our youth and some of those kind of things, but I'm really confident in the focus and the maturity that our kids play with and prepare with. We played in some big games against some really good people, and they've been up for every challenge. They've handled those things extremely well and really competed well in those big moments. And we're going to need every bit of that tomorrow night. But I'm really confident in our guys, and we know it's going to be a tough game. Very, very good Mount Brook team, which it ought to be. But just the way our guys have been steady, have been resilient as a coach, it gives you confidence going into each and every Friday night, including tomorrow.
Coach, after the Homewood game, I had Thanksgiving plans for out of the state, and I was about this close to just skipping them and saying I'm headed to Theodore, because you guys have been that much fun to watch and that much fun to cover this season. I mean, just talk to me a little bit about what a ride this has been for your team.
So, Michael, did you skip Thanksgiving or did you go on?
Coach, I went to Thanksgiving and I listened to the broadcast of the game, and I regret it a little bit because I wanted so badly to be there, but I was listening and I was so happy y'all got it done.
I'm giving you a hard time. We appreciate your coverage, the third round game against Homewood, the way that game played out, the way you had to win, it just it drains you, but. To see the way our guys, rebounded, I guess you could say, it's hard to say you rebound after a quarterfinal win, but the way they, were focused and kind of goal-oriented in what they wanted to do, and they really relished the opportunity to go on the road again to Theodore, where we came up short. And nothing against those guys. They're a great program and great team, but, I think our guys just felt like they didn't play as well as they could have the first time, and so they wanted an opportunity to go do that. And I felt like we played a lot better last week and, put us in this opportunity. But I really love this team. We've got a great group of student-athletes, great students, great role models for our school and that kind of stuff. They represent our school, great class. But when the lights come on, I love the way they compete.
Coach Michael brought up Thanksgiving dinner. It probably tastes a little bit different when your team is still playing. You got a game the next day. It doesn't happen every year, man, that way.
No, that's one of those joys of playoff football when you get a chance to practice and play during that week of Thanksgiving. It changes the outlook. As being a coach, I guess this is my 19th year, you know, and we've been fortunate. We've had opportunities to be here before, and as you get older, you relish those opportunities, and you want to make the most of them. And, you know, there's been years, I'll be honest with you, there's been years where you make it this far and you kind of say, hey, whatever happens is just icing on the cake or whatever. We've had a great year already. There's been years where that may have been in my thought process, but, you know, this ain't one of those years. You know, our goal all along and our kids, you know, thoughts and expectations is to go win the last game. And although we're excited to be playing and that kind of stuff, but, you know, we want to go finish. And that's been kind of the thought process this week. That's been what we've hung our hat on this week in terms of my preparation. It's been a good week. You know, it's challenging things to prepare for, but, you know, our kids have really embraced it and just kind of been who they are.
Jeff Kelly joining us here. Sarah Land getting set for Mountain Brook tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 6A State Championship, the final game of the Super 7. Coach, you've been there 12 years. Crazy. This is your 33rd playoff game. Mountain Brook tomorrow night, what's it going to take? What's the game plan against this team? How can you beat them?
You know, I think, you know, the first thing defensively, we've got to continue to play well against the run. You know, we saw some really good play last week with our defensive guys because Mountain Brook's, you know, they've got an outstanding running back. Their offensive line is kind of the strength of their team. And, you know, they're really good at running that outside stretch play. So that's one of the things. And then defensively, you know, they don't make any mistakes. You know, I think, you know, when you look at these guys, they're not going to give you anything easy. They're not going to give you the short fields. You're going to have to go earn it. You're going to have to go execute, make the plays, make the big conversions, take care of the ball. A lot of the recipe of things that has given us success a bunch through the years, the same things Mountain Brook has done. So, you know, our guys have got to go make plays. You know, we're going to have opportunities in space to go make plays, and we got to make them, and got to be sound and special teams and those kicking phases. But you know, the recipe doesn't change. You know, in terms of tomorrow night, the stage will be a little bit different. You know, the platform will be a little bit different, but the recipe for success isn't any different than any Friday night. And so we got to go out and execute and play our kind of ball and take away the things that do well. And when you get those opportunities to go do something special, got to be ready to do it. And, you know, that's something our guys are looking forward to.
Coach, we'll ask you about him for two more years after this, but this is the last time probably we can talk to you about this sophomore nucleus you have on offense. I mean, just one more time, tell us about, you know, these young guns on offense and what they have meant to this team.
Everybody has kind of found out what we've known about these guys for a while. You know, when you look at the job that you know, those skilled guys have done offensively, it's just been, you know, excellent. That they complement each other really well. They push each other really well from the job that KJ does, you know, getting us in right situations and Sante, you know, being a physical workhorse back there in the backfield. And then you got some outstanding receivers in Ryan and CD and Brooks Womble, but Jordan Dees, those guys have made this place throughout the year. You know, it's a lot of times it's been a different guy every week, and it's one of those things that defenses sometimes have got to make choices. They got to make choices kind of how they're going to play and how they're going to defend. And when they do, we're going to have the opportunity and the wherewithal to go, you know, attack them in other ways. And so those guys have really just been an amazing, mature, consistent, you know, group. And it's one thing you talk about with you know, this game, especially with young players. A lot of times there's a consistency issue, or, you know, that it may be good this week or this day, but kind of up and down. But, you know, this group is really consistent, really competitive. They love to practice as much as they love to play. So It's really been a joy to coach, and each and every day, not just on Friday nights, whether it's a Monday afternoon install or a Tuesday afternoon practice, something like that. These guys are just an outstanding group, and they're a joy to work with.
Coach, final comment. I know you're got busy things going on day before the championship game, but Michael mentioned, you know, two really good players. We just had an Alabama commit, Sterling Dixon from Mobile Christian, in our last segment. I know Ryan Williams, Michael mentioned, sophomore, is already committed to Alabama, and KJ Lacy, I'm not sure where he's going. But, man, we've been blessed with players all over on the Gulf Coast for a long time, hadn't we?
We really have. We really have. And from the days of Julio and Pat White and all those guys, I think you see such a great time in our city and Mobile and that kind of stuff. There's some really talented guys and some of them.
I think we're losing our coach. You still there?
I am.
Okay. You broke up toward the end there. You can finish what you were saying. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, I just think, you know, all the good players that's come through this area over the last 10, 20 years, I think, you know, that's something in the future. We're going to look back and see those guys that are here with us now, those names you just mentioned. You know, I think we'll still be talking about them in 5 or 10 years. And I think they're going to carry some of the same weight, some of the same reputation just by, you know, how they compete, how they are. So I'm tickled to death that we've got some of those guys on our team, and even more proud of the young men they are.
All right, Coach, no matter what happens tomorrow night, congratulations, great year. We'll be following you. I'll see you tomorrow night over at Jordan-Hare Stadium, and good luck. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate what you do for us all year.
Thank you, Coach Kelly, and bye-bye. All right, Michael, that is a tremendous run since he's been at Saraland. This Spartans program has been exceptional all 12 years. He's been to postseason. The last 3 out of 4 years, they made at least the semifinals. And he was in Auburn 4 years ago. I'm not going to be surprised to see Saraland get it done tomorrow night. You mentioned a couple of good players. There's a lot of good players on that team.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that are – he mentioned C.D. Gill. There's a lot of guys that are coming into their own at the right time for Saraland right now. And obviously, it's a tall task with Mountain Brook in the Super Sevens, but, you know, I like their chances to get it done.
Lost to Pinson Valley back in 2018 and made the third round last year by falling to Hillcrest Tuscaloosa, but Saraland Mountain Brook. That game will be on WNSP tomorrow night?
It will indeed.
I want to promote that. Yep. 7 o'clock, right?
7 o'clock. Awesome. Starting at 6:30.
Hey, Tommy Hicks. The Picks with Hicks coming up. One more segment. Prep Spotlight, WNSP.